He's going to let me help judge the saints. Shall help judge the world. That's in the Bible. Hallelujah. So I'm glad that I'm a son of God. Everybody stand here. Everybody stand here. Hallelujah. I'm not bragging. I'm just being honest. Thank God for making me a saint. Maybe there's a question in your mind. Brother Johnson, how can I become a saint? By giving up the world? It's just that simple. Can you give up the world? Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And say, from this day forward, I'm going to walk with Jesus. I'm giving up everything that is not like him. I promise the Lord, if he will save me today, I promise him, I'll serve him the balance of my days. Listen, listen. The world holds no good for you. Did y'all get that? The world holds no good. Nothing in the world is worth losing your soul for. It holds no good for you. The world, amen, will take you down. The world, amen, will cripple you. The world will cause you to spend eternity in a place called hell, where there will be a lot of wailing, a lot of crying, and gnashing of teeth. How would you like to be in a place, amen, for all of your life, forever and ever, all you hear is a lot of crying and hollering and cursing? My God, I'd rather go to a place where the wicked cease from troubling and the weary can be at rest. Am I making any sense here? If there is one that's not saved, would you make your way to the altar right now? Don't look at the person standing beside you or behind you. Just come straight to this altar. Because I've preached out of my soul. I've given you what God has given me. Amen. Somebody needs to be saved. Amen. It's worth my preaching to try somebody to change their way of living. Turn from their wicked ways. Is there one? Amen. Have you decided? Make that decision today. Is there one? Amen. If you need prayer.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah. It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
You know, in every lifetime, we face situations that occurs. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying, but when you know that you have Christ down in your heart. He's the lover of your soul. And a death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest beautiful smile. Then she looked at me, and she said, boy, she said, I know how to get out of here. And my hands
are great.
She said, I am making
preparation.
Cause I know that I gotta go home and be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm gonna live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm gonna go to that place and I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna be waiting, and I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us, she said, if I die before y'all, she said,
I'll be waiting at the pearly gate.
And all I'm gonna be waiting for, waiting for all of you. Grandmama said, I'm going
there.
Everybody began to make their way down to the medical center. And then for 2 weeks, Grandmama laid there in a comatose state. Couldn't even move and couldn't even talk. The doctor gave up. The doctor said it's only a few days. It'll be a miracle if she lived to see the light through. I'm gonna tell you, Grandmama was strong. Grandmama knew what was going on, but I believe in my heart that Grandmama was talking with the angels of heaven. I believe that Grandmama was talking with the Lord, and Grandmama laid there. I've seen the tears start rolling out of Mama's eyes. That's when I from school, but it wouldn't be a game. Maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend in the bunch. Y'all will be playing along the way, telling jokes. And if you got a little noisy, Aunt Jenny might be sitting over there on the porch and she might say, boy, you better cut that out. And that would be enough to make you fall in line. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you would soon get together because she knew if you didn't, she would call home and tell mama. And when you got home, you find some switches waiting on you. We've gotten away from that. But I want to tell you today that the answer to the world's problems lies in the family. It might be grandma. It might be stepdad, stepmother, brother, auntie. But no matter who it is, whatever is family to you, we want you to hold it near and dear. Another say.